You dirty dog, you are the reason we're late for this podcast, and I'm not going to take any heat. I was planning to come on this. I love how I just completely switched up on you. We were having a really friendly conversation, but I just want everyone to know that it is not my fault. It is his fault. It is his fault. Please direct all blame and criticism towards him.
Well, you see what happened was, Sam, this is something that you just don't understand.
There's a lot of things like that.
When you get a mustache, you're at a higher level, okay?
Mm.
I don't get paid enough to show up every week anymore. So I'm thinking more like an every other week kind of guy right now, you know?
You are really speaking devilish terms.
I know, I'm sorry.
This must be purified.
Okay, listen. We're not going to be late again. There's real life stuff that is occurring. I'm in an undisclosed location, you might be wondering.
Mm.
Everything is fine.
Scary.
We're all good. We're back to do the show, and no, it didn't end. I feel like a lot of people just assume, what kind of universe do we live in where we can just miss a week and a half and people are just like, oh, it's over. Someone died. The show's dead. Yeah. They're not friends anymore.
We are. We're still best buds. I still love them.
Still the bestest buds on the planet, even
we
though I have
a
mustache. We just
get busy sometimes. And yeah, do we value ourselves more than you? Yeah.
I really do. Here's the dangerous part.
I love you.
I love you. Here's the dangerous part. I see myself here, right, with like a good light in front of me and stuff and some bokeh behind me, and I feel like I pulled a mustache off. Like, it looks all right.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous because it's not true, and I should not gaslight myself into thinking it's fine. I should just grow out my beard, regain consciousness as a full functioning person and not someone with a mustache. If you have a mustache, I'm not saying you're not a fully functioning human. I'm just saying you're kind of not. And so I'm going to grow the beard back and I'll look less this way.
For audio listeners, if you are wondering what John looks like, but you don't want to click on the video, he's the guy that gets out of the white van when he offers you candy.
It says free candy on the van. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. That's him. Guys, it's Genius Bar, episode 170.
We're back. 171.
How have we made it this far?
I don't know. I don't know how I'm still alive at this rate.
But you know what is alive?
What? News? Apple News?
The Apple News.
Oh, wow. Are you about to make a TikTok right now?
Yeah,
is that what's happening?
That's dangerous. That was my warning shot. Okay,
I feel like I've missed so much. I haven't seen a single piece of news.
Okay, let's start here. Where did you last? What's the last news you saw?
Okay,
I guess let's go back.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, there was a new theater built, like a Steve Jobs theater. A phone came out with an X on it. A really pretty phone. Yeah, that's the last thing I remember.
Okay, your phone.
iPhone X.
So your current phone, your phone still has the home button on it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's so over there, so I couldn't like go get it or anything.
Okay,
you know,
of course.
I can't show you.
Okay. Well, I'm sad to inform you Steve Jobs did pass.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's been a
how'd he
Tim
go?
Cook also. He's still, no, Tim Cook's with us. Tim Cook's our goat.
Okay,
still.
Cool. Tim Cook is the main guy? He's the boss?
Yeah.
That's really crazy. I feel like I missed so much since I've been gone from Genius
Guys,
Bar.
we didn't want to say it, but if you really want to know the real reason John's been gone, he's been doing interviews for the executive position at Apple.
Sam, well, now I fucking lost it. Now I lost the job.
I did that because I want to keep you.
Should I beep it? I can protect myself here.
No, there's no beeping. The only thing I'm going to beep is this Apple Watch X. Have you seen any of this?
Nope. That's a lie. I heard it's going to be bigger. That's what I heard.
John, I'm sad.
Why are you sad?
I'm sad, John, because the Apple Watch X, I think, is a lie.
Like, are you ruining my day on purpose because I missed a week or two? Like, is this an attack?
Can you tell I'm in a funk right now?
I can tell you're in a funk. You are in the Apple Watch 10 is a lie kind of funk.
Yeah, I am. You want to know why, John?
You're probably just one step closer to a mental breakdown and growing a mustache, too.
You know what? You wouldn't be wrong. Because here's the deal, Busto.
Okay, Busto.
Dude, What is going on? Mark Bloomberg.
Mark Bloomberg, our favorite Bloomy.
He's like, hey, here's the deets for the next Apple Watch Series 10. Remember how it's supposed to be redesigned and thinner and new magnetic band system and bunch of health features?
Well, because I saw your video with all the renders made it look really cool, and then it made it look so cool that I reused your renders on Front Page Tech because that's like my thing.
Yeah. You want to know that was a damn lie?
Well, if you lie, I lie. You see the problem? Did we both lie because I followed your lead?
John, it says that the Series 10. Wait, it does say that it's going to be thinner. Hold on. I'm really... Let's
Are
just
you?
Read
okay,
this.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't listen to you at all.
It's... Initially, the Apple Watch was supposed to be thinner and bigger screen and health feature and X and another Series X.
And X.
Then it was going to be really cool. But then we're hearing like, oh, it's just going to be bigger, and we saw images. Let me just show you the leaked image. Okay, you ready for this?
Oh, there's a leaked image?
Look at this.
Oh, goodness me.
Look at this. We're on Mac. Look at this.
Wait, this leaked on June 19th, and I haven't seen it?
Yeah, it's been a month.
Oh, my God.
I know. You've been out for a minute. Look at this. It looks like the same thing, right?
It do. It looks like the same. It looks like a Series 7.
Which is look like the Series 4, which look like the Series 0.
No, the screen a little bit bigger at least.
Oh, come on. Don't yank my chain
okay,
like that.
Okay, I won't yank
so
your
my
chain.
Point is, okay, Gurman now, big report, says there's going to be notable changes, but claims it's going to be thinner, even though if you look at the renders, it looks thicker. That don't make no sense, Mark. It also says...
Is it coming from Mark Gurman's iPad guy?
Probably. Because it also says the screens are getting bigger and there's going to be a new chip for AI. But then it says it's like they're not even going to do the X really and that they're having health feature issues.
Like, are they just... Did they just start working on this last week? What happened?
That's what it sounds like. Because it was like everything's good to go. Everything's happy, honky-dory, great.
Honky-dory.
And now...
Why is my camera doing that?
Oh, now your camera's having focus issues.
Well, it's having exposure issues because I'm as bright as the sun.
You are. As bright as your dreams.
But now I'm just sad, John, because this watch was supposed to be the savior for the Apple game. It was supposed to make the content interesting. It was the whole reason that I was looking forward to this fall.
Okay,
really.
let's make a pact together.
Okay.
Now that we have updated information, let's do what journalists with integrity would do, and let's take down all of our Apple Watch videos that did well that are a lie.
Well, we don't know that it's a lie yet.
True. Okay. So we keep them up. Yes?
Yeah.
We keep them up just in case. Because what
Yay.
If... What does Mark Gurman know? You know? What
it's
does
just
he
a
know?
Rumor.
He's never known
it's
anything.
Just a rumor.
So I've never seen Mark Gurman be right by anything, so I'll leave my video up.
Anyway, this is just really bad news. I don't know if it's true. It seems like there's kind of a split consensus because it also says the Apple Watch Ultra 3 is getting a new chip, but the Ultra 3 isn't going to look any different.
Not even black? We're not even going to get a black color.
I think that somebody said that, so it must be true. Although Gurman said that last year and it didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't. They gave us the same watch with new number.
This was maybe the most interesting part of the entire report, though. Dude. Did you read? Just read this.
The company is also working on a new version of its lower-cost Apple Watch SE model, oh, I do know what this is, which it last updated in 2022. One idea that the company has tested is swapping out the aluminum shell in favor... This is a real report, everyone. The next words out of my mouth were not written by me, by a journalist. They have tested swapping out the aluminum shell in favor of rigid plastic. Plastic was the word there.
That would be a true SE watch.
I hope it's $100 then.
Dude.
I don't think we should do that.
I feel like they're getting too... Tim's doing too margin. Too margin.
Yeah,
he's like, how do we make the SE even cheaper?
Yeah, they're going to keep the price the same and just make it plastic?
Because the current SE is $250.
Great
That's
price point.
That's really cheap.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal for the... You get full fitness tracking for that.
Well, you still can. It's just plastic, and you shouldn't do anything dangerous with it. Is the screen gonna be plastic too? Like, where are we drawing the line, Tim?
Yeah, dude. Okay, hold on. This is just going from bad to worse.
Things are going from bad to worse a lot lately, and I would just appreciate if that wasn't happening.
Yeah, okay, here's why I say that, Busto.
Busto. I hope that's not a word.
It says the new
sticks.
Siri features are not going into beta until January.
Why do we even try?
Dude. What?
Okay. Siri's
so
big.
So they announced Siri stuff like a year
early. Apple's big Siri upgrade
early.
Should arrive next spring. Oh my Christ. This is not great news.
Guys, this is if you're wondering why we skipped a week, we really wanted to delay giving you all this terrible.
Yeah, we
news.
Had to like mourn.
Dude, I'm with you. Apple can't keep getting away with this.
Thank they you. Thank
they
you.
Can't
someone
show
finally agrees.
Siri for iOS 18 and then be like, actually, not available till iOS 19.
Yeah, don't
basically.
Say anything if you're not ready. What are you doing,
why?
Fellas?
I got all excited.
Like, okay. Well, you announced it for developers. Okay. It's still not ready for them either.
No, it's not even ready for devs until if it's in beta in January. That means it's not going to launch till like March or April.
Yeah, why
so
would you say?
So it literally will almost be a year.
Okay, at bare minimum, announce this at the iPhone event with the next iPhone. Why would you announce
it in June
of this year?
And at this point, just lock it down to the new iPhones. Like, yeah, the old iPhones are going to be broken gone by the time.
Yeah,
this
you got to stand on business, Apple.
Okay, let's keep going through
this
here.
This is terrible.
You know, I do want to talk
a terrible
about
time.
This. This is a terrible time, but do you find this AI-powered tabletop robot thing interesting? What are your thoughts on this, Prossy?
First of all, something I've been reporting on for several months, German with the stinger at the end, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, cool.
Can you explain what this is for people that are confused?
I mean, all we know is like an idea of what it could be. A little tabletop robot that could complete like basic household chores for you. In theory.
I think that's different. I think that this is going to be, from my understanding, this product is
the HomePod thing?
A HomePod that can follow you around with a camera that also has Apple Intelligence built in. That's what my understanding of this is.
The tabletop robot? Why would you need to be followed around from a tabletop robot?
Because if you're on FaceTime, it can like mimic the heat. Remember we saw that it can mimic the shaking up and down?
Is that what this like is, little- though? An AI-powered tabletop robot. This is not... Wouldn't he call... Okay. Okay. Let me just say this. In German speak, he said, something I've been reporting on for several months... He's been reporting on the HomePod thing for years. So if he was talking about the HomePod thing, wouldn't he have said years?
No, the HomePod's only been like a year, I think.
Hmm.
I mean, let's look it up. Let's see. Robotic HomePod. I bet we can find a report in here. Bop, bop, bop. Of course, nothing's coming up. Let's search Mac rumors behind it.
Sweet.
Look at this. Oh, you're actually so real for that. 2021.
Okay. Cool.
I mean,
so
I guess years.
That's what I'm saying. If that's what Gurman was talking about, wouldn't he have said, I've been talking about this for years? He said several months.
I guess.
So this makes me feel like we're talking about that weird chory robot thing.
This little guy?
I mean, if that's what he looks like.
I mean, that guy I wouldn't trust. Didn't Amazon also shut down these because they're like bad?
I mean, if they didn't, I would like one. I like how I had no idea this existed until Apple was like planning something of their own, and then I found out about Astro because that'd be a cool little guy to have.
Yeah, and I like this. I want him to like run around my office and be like on patrol. I like that.
Yeah, like kick.
Look at that.
Like when Shay walks in, kick him out.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, look at, I mean, oh God, what is this YouTube video?
No, dude,
oh, I thought this was like photo. Yeah, let's just go back.
We don't need to do this.
All this to say, Amazon shut down their business one already.
Okay. Okay.
Not a great sign. I mean,
oh,
really
that was from 2 days ago. Interesting. Amazon just shut down its
like
security
fresh.
Robot Astro. Security robot. Yeah. What's it going to do? Please leave.
They're bricking them.
Okay, that's fucking bullshit is what that is. Not only are you done with them, but the people that did buy them for who knows how much money, $1,500 maybe,
they were $2,400.
$2,400, and now they're going to brick it?
But now they're going to give you a refund and $300 Amazon credit.
A full refund?
That's what it says.
Okay, Amazon, whatever you say. So you're making $300 off of this if you bought it. I guess that's less.
I mean,
terrible.
I kind of want to buy one right now. Look at it. I want him to run around the. Why would they shut this down?
Because I think the issue is he doesn't have arms.
That's a tough.
And so, like, how threatening could you be if there's an intruder with no arms?
You know? How much is the regular little guy? Do they sell?
I think that's why I thought it's like $1,500 buckos. There it
so,
is.
Yeah, they yeah, sell him.
$15.99.
It's only available by invitation.
Bro,
what?
Hey, Amazon. Historically on this podcast, we talk about how much we love you. This started as an Amazon podcast. You don't know that, but
but we do.
Could we get a couple invitations maybe?
Dude, what is this? You can put a tripod on it?
Don't get any ideas.
Dude, Apple cannot. This is not rude. What are we doing, Amazon?
Well, we don't know that Apple's doing that.
I mean,
as a big goofball-y. Invite
it's
only.
It's kind of cute, though.
It is adorable.
I like him. He looks friendly.
Cute name, too.
Evil,
Astro.
He's gonna kill me. Yeah. Oh, what is this?
An Echo
what are
Dot? All, are these,
what is why did I forget Amazon makes hardware.
They do. They do that. Yeah. Actually,
and they have game. Wait, why? This is not an Amazon podcast. Let's go.
It
back
can
now.
Be because the
no,
Apple news right now sucks. It's
yeah,
all bad
really
news.
Sad.
What is Amazon doing anything good?
No, but basically, I don't think that Apple would be ready to launch something like that in like a year. There's just no way.
Unless they've now, we would have heard about it sooner.
Yeah.
They might announce it 2 years earlier than it's actually ready to fucking ship. At this rate,
yeah, true.
Sam, this ad says I need to start by giving personal experience. So I'll tell you my personal experience. It sucks. It sucks having your identity stolen. It sucks being harassed. And it sure is butt sucks being scammed. That's because all my data is just out there in the ether. There's these little gremlins, data brokers. Their whole identity is to just take your data and sell it to others. And so then the people to buy all that data, then they can market to you. They can harass you. They could post your address, social security numbers, information about your family members on the internet. And there's only one way to get rid of it and hide that stuff without having to go to each individual person and ask nicely. That's because our friends over at Delete Me are here and they have your back.
Listen, guys, Delete Me is one of those services that John and I can't live without because having your personal information on the internet is like giving strangers the key to your front door.
No fun.
Delete Me can keep that door locked and your information safe. John, how would you listen to this scenario? Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
How would you like to wake up and discover your bank account has been emptied?
No likey.
How would you like to wake up and get overdue notice for credit cards you never applied
this
for?
This would be a very no good, dirty, rotten day.
How would you like to wake up and or worse?
Not wake up? Is that what
we
you're
don't
saying?
Know. Guys, listen. That's why we recommend and we use Delete Me. This thing is amazing. It removes some personal information you don't want online, and they make sure that it stays off. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal info from the largest search people databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential ideas of doxing and phishing scams. John, take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now, at a special discount for our listeners, guys, today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and use promo code geniusbar at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and enter code geniusbar at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/geniusbar. Promo code what, John?
Geniusbar for 20% off.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Delete Me.
Wait, I have a question, John.
Yeah.
Have you seen this crazy exciting news?
I don't see anything. It's black screen.
Oh, that's because I'm not sharing it. That's my bad.
You
now you
share
can see it. Look at this.
Samsung to launch latest foldable phones, earbuds, and smartwatches? Why?
Did you see? This is actually insane.
Why
did
is this on Genius Bar?
Because I need to show you. Did you not see what happened? I knew there was an Apple controversy I was forgetting about.
Nope.
Dude, you didn't see their new products, Samsung's new products?
No. But to be fair, even when I am paying attention to the news, I won't see Samsung's new products.
Look at this.
That's Are the you new fucking Samsung buds. Serious?
No, no, no. Just wait. This isn't even the bad one.
Is this
so
released?
These are the new Samsung Galaxy Buds that are going to be coming out on July 10th.
What
that
a
look
tragedy.
One-to-one with AirPods.
And they think this is fine? Are they squared off? Are the stems squared off?
Yes.
Because
they're like,
oh
fuck, fuck, fuck. We have to make them different. We have to make them different.
Yeah, copy the homework, but not all the way.
Okay, that's you ready for the bad one?
It's there's something that's worse.
Yeah.
Go ahead. This. He just, for our audio listeners, he just pulled up a watch that looks like the Apple Watch. Is it called the Galaxy Watch
Ultra? It's just two
Ultra?
Apple Watch Ultras is what I'm showing you.
Is it Galaxy Watch Ultra? Please say no.
Yep.
No, you're joking. This is a
no,
joke?
It's going to be called, that's like the leaked name, yeah.
This is a funny joke. Now you're going to show me the real one, right?
Nope. So for everybody wondering, it's a squared off case with an orange band.
At
metal
least it's
accents,
darker color,
and a built-in digital crown and button, just like literally
the band
the
is
watch.
The same. What assholes? The orange is just ever so slightly lighter, way less cool somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, Samsung, you fucking see. This is the problem. This right here is the problem because doesn't Samsung make fun of Apple? Every year, multiple times a year for every announcement. Didn't they just make fun of their AI announcement last month? Didn't they go, wow, welcome to AI, Apple. Like, we've been doing it forever. You can't, I can respect that marketing move, right? Make fun of Apple because that feeds into a certain crowd really well. You should do that. In fact, the crowd that likes Samsung is the crowd that likes to make fun of Apple. Perfect. But what you can't do is 4 weeks ago make fun of them. And then 4 weeks later, have a leak of two products that you're making that are you can't even use the word inspired by. You just
no, not even,
took them,
dude. Wait for this. I just want to show this for a second. So I made a TikTok about
if this. I'm just want to say, if Casetify made these products, everyone would have a problem with it because it's Samsung. We're just going to allow it.
Yeah, it's fine, dude. Look at the backs. The backs is the craziest part to me.
Does this TikTok have a billion views?
No, only like 300, 400. But, dude, it's the same thing.
That is, I mean, what are you doing?
I just want to say...
asshole comment. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I read a comment that I wanted to hit him. Oh, wait till he sees the phones. They're both rectangular and black. That come on. What a lazy fucking argument.
Yeah, there's a difference. I just want to say I am going to lose some respect for all the tech boys that are flying to the Samsung event that are going to be like, look at all.
Are you keeping names? Are you writing them down?
Oh, I've got a lot of names in the book.
Okay. Will you share that
book with
me?
The book gets thicker. I will.
Okay,
we can share the book together. But yeah, I'm just like, man... Listen, do tech companies copy each other? Yes. Has Apple ever released a product that looked like a Samsung product? No. Just hasn't happened. Because it's just...
I'm trying to think back. I just want to make sure there's no people in the comments going, well, actually... But I don't think they did. I don't think they've ever done that.
No, I mean, in the early age of the smartphones, remember that was that huge lawsuit where there was like, you copied the rectangle and app look. And it's like, okay, that's a fundamental layout. This Apple has never done orange... Like, come on. White plastic buds. No one did that before Apple. Now Samsung's like, white plastic buds.
Well, that's not even... white plastic buds, that's fine. They look identical.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's not just... I'm saying not only did they copy the base of what Apple is already known
what
for.
What a silly
they
thing,
They made every
God.
Other part. I know. I was like, this is just embarrassing, man. Like, come on.
Can we get somebody from Samsung on the podcast?
Like, how are you guys not better than this? Come on.
How can anyone... Okay. what makes this even worse is that this leaked, right, by Evan Blass, worst leaker in history. But he's like the best leaker in history, but also the worst. Yeah. At the same time. Now that there are reactions that exist to these products and people are calling them out and making fun of them for it, they have a chance to not do this, but they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And everyone's just going to pretend that it's fine.
If this is real, which it seems like it is because he's really, I mean, they're literally stock photos of these and everyone's reporting on them. Yeah, I mean, that's super embarrassing. And
is there a Galaxy podcast? Like a copy of ours? Because now now the market is ripe for one of those. You can just make one and copy everything we do because Samsung is making the same products. So why not? I'm surprised it took them this long, actually. If they were copied anyway.
Yeah, AirPods have been around for what? A decade almost?
Like an AirPods Pro, the design they're stealing, what, 2018?
2019, but these are just the AirPods 3s that came out in 2021.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough.
I'm just like, damn.
Like, are they gonna have like cool tips or anything or no?
No.
Cool. I love that for us.
Yep. Even the watch face with like the widgets in the middle. Like, I mean, I'm just like, guys, just every single part of it. There's no defense at all. I will not hear any defense. Case dismissed.
Yeah, this is one of those things that you cannot. Yeah, I'm with Sam. You cannot talk your way out of this. Samsung fans, sorry, you're just gonna have to eat it on this one. There's no other choice. That happens sometimes. Yeah. As Apple fans, sometimes we just gotta eat it. You're making fun of us and we gotta be like, yep, you know what? They're right. This is one of those times for you. And you're just gonna have to accept that. It's fine. Everyone's gonna be okay. Promise. We'll make it out.
I've got something else I wanna hear your thoughts about.
I would love to give you my thoughts.
This is kind of post WWDC drama.
I'm really cold. I think it's the mustache. I think it's the lack of facial hair.
Oh my god!
It just made me cold.
Do you remember right after Dub when people were getting a little sad about the Apple Intelligence stuff because it didn't support their iPhone?
Oh fuck it! Here, yeah, but those people don't understand anything.
What are your thoughts about that? Do you think that Apple did this to make money?
I think that will always play a role in every choice that they make, but I think that is a convenient side effect of what the actual reason is, and that is a lot of the processing and stuff happens on device. And so guess what? You need a newer device to do that. And also, like, this is what frustrates me. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast in the last episode or whenever we did one 8 years ago. People beg Apple to like rush out features, right? But Apple historically doesn't do that until they can roll out a pretty streamlined feature for all of their users. That's why it takes them longer. In this case, they rush an AI feature out. They rush it out so much that some of their past devices are incapable of like running this stuff, and people still complain because now they're too early.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You guys gotta pick a side here.
And did you see that it's not necessarily the A17 Pro? Even it's actually like the 8 gigabytes of RAM.
Oh, really?
Requirement.
Interesting.
Yeah. Apparently, it's just having 8 gigabytes.
You
of
know
RAM
what?
And
that makes sense.
Yeah. Apparently, it's something with the way AI. That's why all M1 is supported.
Okay.
Because it's 8 gigabytes of RAM. That was the base since 2020 when they released it.
I see.
But yeah, I mean. I found it was interesting. I saw Apple had to like respond to some stuff, and
I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't think it was for money, and even Greg Jaws brought this up on stage at the. I think we talked about this.
It's like is being able to upsell this a convenient side effect? Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that's not a negative thing for them. I'm sure they're not like, well, drats. I guess we got to make people buy the new phones. That's fine for them, but like we got to start somewhere. And now that's the cool part about being first. Everyone wants the features first. That's the cool part. For every iPhone from now on is going to support this feature. So now 5 years from now, there won't be these complaints of, oh, it doesn't work with my phone, because everyone by that point, hopefully, will have a phone that is capable of running this stuff. That's how technology moves forward at all. Always.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Did you watch the talk show from our boy, our goat, this year?
I did not. I think I watched the first few minutes.
It was good. Anyway, he asks our boy Greg Jaws right here. He was like, hey, why not? Is this just to make money? And Jaws was like, well, no, because then we would have just restricted it to like M3 Max and M4 rather than like they put it on literally every Mac ever. Literally every Mac that they sold with an M series chip since 2020 gets all... every single one of these new features that they showed off.
Mm, yeah.
Which is like, yeah. Is the complaint 8 gigs.
Is the complaint mainly like iPhone users?
Yeah. I think it's just a lot of people that are sad that, you know, most of what was iOS 18, or not even most though, because you're getting all the other like color app icons, redo.
Everyone is upset about this feature that literally isn't even coming out for any of us until the next spring.
I know, man. Some of the Apple Intelligence is supposed to roll out in beta, I think, this month to developers.
What specific? If it's not Siri, then what the fuck is the point? I mean, what the heck is the point? I feel like with a mustache, you can't swear.
What do you mean?
I have to say, oh, goodness me.
You do kind of look like Mario with the red on.
Okay, I need a hat.
Yeah, I can't unsee that, Mario.
Well. See, the mustache looks fine currently, but I can't feed into that.
You look like a king.
Go on.
Are you gonna make a video again anytime soon?
Actually, tomorrow. There's a whole set back there that I gotta. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's a green screen in a box upstairs that I gotta like unfold. I don't shoot on a green screen, but if I did, there would be one upstairs.
Yeah, hypothetically.
There's so many comments lately from like, because now more than a lot of the times in the past, there are new viewers, and the set makes no sense for them because I'm not acknowledging it at all. So many people are like, why are you shooting in a bathroom? Like, why are you talking about serious stuff and not acknowledging that there's a toilet behind you? That's awesome. Cool. They just don't understand. They don't understand us, guys, and that's fine.
Yeah, we're not like the other YouTubers. Yeah.
I'm sorry, people that you watch, everyone else doesn't have a toilet. That's not my problem.
That's very exciting.
Is it?
I also have a video coming out this week, just so you know.
Well, you are a couple videos ahead of me at this point, to be fair.
Yeah, but I'm tired, dude. I want a little vacation before iPhone 16. Speaking of which, have you been following? I should just assume no.
I saw your like your first iPhone 16 video. Well, not your first one. Your one from a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But I think I saw like halfway through the regular iPhone 16.
Okay.
The base models.
Are you excited?
What is different? The final designs that you showed seem like what we've been talking about.
Yeah, so did you see the angle that I took? I said it's all going to be about the AI features.
Yeah, I would agree. It kind of has to be. Do you think we're ever going to get, like, I would consider this an S year, but will Apple ever refer ever again to any of those phones as like an incremental upgrade? Or is it, because it's like, they're calling all of these phones the new iPhone. And I feel like that's pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's the marketing argument, which is that 16 will always sound bigger than 15S.
It will.
But then I was also thinking,
if it was good enough for Steve,
AI,
though.
I know. But then I'm like, AI, they get like 15S with Siri. 15S just sounds, that's gross. But then again, so does Pro Max.
Mm-hmm.
So does Pro Max. That's a crazy name that's stuck around.
Why don't we just... Why we should just get rid of the numbers.
What do you want to call it? Just the new iPhone 2024?
Yeah, like the new Apple Pencil or the new AirPods or new iPad.
No, because then how do you do SEO for that?
What do you mean? How did we do SEO for the new iPad? Or the new iPad
I
Pro?
Do
they don't call
iPad.
They don't call iPad Pro 2.
I know it's hard. I don't know how to it's hard to make a good title for that.
So, a 2024 iPhone?
That's no, it's bad.
I mean, that's how we name cars. It's worked for them for like 100 years.
Did you get a new car recently?
No, why?
I don't know. There's been rumors.
What are the rumors?
No, from a certain Luke.
Oh, I have been thinking about it. I've been thinking about that, and I'm going through a little bit of phase that I also told Luke about. You heard it? I want a little tiny motorcycle.
No, what?
Hang on. Not like a full regular adult size motorcycle. Okay? Honda sells really cool ones. They're like mini bikes, like the Honda Grom, and the Monkey specifically is what I want. It is adorable. It is about as fast as I will ever want to go on a motorcycle, okay? It goes like, I don't know, top speed is like 50 miles an hour, 40, 50 miles an hour. So you don't take it on the highway, which is perfect. I never want to go that fast out in the, like just me on a couple wheels going 70 miles an hour on a highway. I don't want that. I just want a casual for, oh yeah, he's showing him, for around town. Okay, not that.
What?
Okay, gonna go down a little bit. Right there. That is a Monkey. Look how fucking sweet that looks, dog. You don't think that looks awesome?
You're really doing worse than I thought.
You don't think that's awesome?
Oh my God. I knew you were struggling, but this is a new low.
You don't think that's really cool? Come on, man. Audio listeners, look up a Honda Monkey. It's amazing.
Dude, it's just... It's like
this
what
monkey
you see.
Means business, is what they say. It gets like 100 miles to the gallon or something ridiculous. It'd
John,
be like, hang on. It's the equivalent of like, okay, your Mac Studio, right? Desktop. It is more powerful, does more things, okay? But sometimes it's just more convenient to pick up your phone, you know? The Honda Monkey is a phone. Sometimes you don't want to go to the full Mac Studio. You just want to load something up on your phone and do that.
I just cannot picture a 30-year-old grown man riding something.
That's the only people riding these.
That's unfortunate for society.
What do you mean?
What are you going to do with this?
Sam, you don't understand. You don't understand.
What are you going to do
with this? You don't understand how high class this Honda Monkey is.
How would you even fit on it?
You sit on it. And you ride it.
It looks, dude, person riding Honda Monkey.
I don't know if this is going to help or hurt me.
Dude.
Look how fucking sweet that is. There's going to be people watching this and they understand. Those are my people.
It's too small.
No, it's not. It's awesome. I want to be like her.
No, you're not because that's
happy.
In LA.
Look how happy she looks.
This is an insane.
Do you know how long it would take me to get to LA on that? Well, it would get 100 miles to the gallon, but I can only go like 50 miles an hour. 60, no, it's like 40, 50 miles an hour. And I couldn't take the highway, so it'd be a real big chore. But look out, dude. Sam. Hang on. Drop the podcast persona for a second. And really look at that and tell me it's not really fucking cool. We're waiting.
Yeah, you better be waiting on the world to change because that's the most insane thing.
Luke
I've
thought
ever
it
seen.
Was cool. At least I think he thought it was cool.
Yeah, Luke is going to tell you whatever you want to hear, buddy.
That's not true. Well, his exact words at first, to be fair, were, "I would pay to see you on a Honda Monkey." And so now when I have to say that out loud on a podcast, it feels less like he's supporting me and more like he's also making fun of me. Well, you know You know what? You think this, you talk shit all you want because last time you talked shit about a product I really liked, I sent it to you for your birthday. I can force this on you too. Well, if a Honda Monkey showed up Are you going to say
I mean,
no?
I would not ride it.
What do you mean?
I'd ride the Honda Monkey, but I'm not going to buy one or seek it out because that shows I'm neurotic and not well adjusted.
Okay, what? Okay, if this is a different situation, would you think it was cooler if I was buying a Harley?
No, because motorcycles are dangerous and I don't want to lose you.
Exactly. Motorcycles are dangerous. I just want to get my little toes in the water and dabble a little bit on a little bike that only goes to the store. You know what I mean?
How fast does this thing go?
I told you, max speed is like 50 miles an hour. You can't take it on the highway. I mean, you could, but you'd go slower than everyone.
See, I want to go like 100 on a little bike like that.
You just gave me shit about it being unsafe, and you want to take a little rocket and go 100 miles an hour?
Look, this dude's on the highway.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that at all. I just want to have fun. I just want to be like, oh, wow, it's so pretty outside. Let me get on my Honda Monkey and drive it. You can take a little, you could get a little gallon of gas. There are people that just have a little gallon of gas or a little thing of gas, like on the side of their Honda Monkey. They drive it, dude. They can go as far as they want, and then they just go, boop, it takes like a teaspoon of gas and goes 100 miles.
That's insane.
It's amazing. It's
That's
so cool.
So scary.
I didn't know that these things existed until like 2 months ago, and now it's all I think about.
Who did this to you? Who poisoned you?
I saw on YouTube, and I was like,
no.
What do you mean?
You gotta shut off the internet.
Listen, all the creators on the internet, they complain about the algorithm not giving them a chance. But the algorithm, there are no complaints as a viewer. That algorithm showed me exactly what I needed to see at exactly
the
right time. And now I want a Honda Monkey.
That's the thing about the algorithm. Something that I've had to realize the hard way.
Go on.
Sometimes there's just not enough people that care about what you make. And that's life.
That's a tough way to look at that, but I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Like when I made a video about these.
Are you spiraling? Oh.
Yeah, I am. Like when I made a video about these,
but
I think
TikTok
these Apple
did
awards
really well.
That we get. Yeah, but see, that's the difference. People will watch a 60-second video about this, mm-hmm. and it's a great TikTok. But people will not watch is a 13-minute video talking about the history of these and maybe why they're important. And I need to just say, hey, that's just because people don't really care. That's why it only got 40,000 views. That's okay.
No, like there's so many other things. Like maybe it could have been packaged differently. You don't know. You can't blame yourself all the time.
No, I fully take all responsibility.
Okay.
I fell off.
Yeah, I don't think
have you fell
I
off
mean,
yet? I fell off.
If you're saying you fell off, I certainly fell off a while ago.
Fair.
I fell off a long time ago.
I done been there. Wow.
No, I got plans. People don't even know. You guys don't
talk
even
about
know.
Sure.
I'm not going to talk about them. You guys don't even know the type of content that is in my back pocket. You don't even know. All I'm saying, I'll say it right here. If you want Apple News and you want fun, exciting videos, you should watch Sam Moore. That's it. He's
Wait,
the better
I feel like
YouTuber.
I'm not that fun or exciting.
Oh, you are. You are excited, and that carries through in every video, I think.
I am excited.
There's lots of comments on your videos about that, about how like you make people excited because you're excited.
Really?
Yeah. I know you don't read comments,
don't
probably not even your own, but I read them, so don't worry.
Sometimes I do.
Don't worry,
Sometimes.
Guys. I read your comments, and I'll send them to Sam.
You read the comments on my videos.
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think I've sent a couple to you. When I see them.
Yeah, you do. And that's
see?
Always interesting.
I got your back.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I got some serious business in my back pocket. It's back there right now.
Are you just going to keep?
There are stories that to be told that have never been told in the tech space, and I am going to be the voice of the voiceless.
Aw.
Yeah, you're welcome, everybody else. And you know what? After I release those banger videos, I'm going to hop on my Honda Monkey, and I'm going to ride off into the sunset. I don't know how you can look at this bike, Sam, and not think it's sweet.
We're not talking about this. This is the Honda Grom. This is the first one.
Yeah, that's fine. Also, look at the price. Honda Grom, $3,500. $36,000.
That's a lot of money.
For a motorcycle?
It's just not going to be as good as a Tesla is the problem.
It's a motorcycle. And also, it won't run out of electricity because you can just put more gas in it. You can go off grid. You can say, fuck the government, fuck the man, and just leave on your monkey or your Grom.
Really? Well, I bet you could never do that in any other vehicle.
You couldn't.
It's time for an intervention.
I just want you to know, you want to give an intervention to something that is totally normal. People like motorcycles. And some people...
30-year-old men do love mini bikes, everybody. You heard it here first.
Some people like motorcycles, but not a whole motorcycle amount.
He misses a week, undisclosed location, mini bike. These are not three different people. This is all the same guy.
Okay. Well, Luke gets it, I think.
Yeah, we're going to have him on. He's leaving for a big trip, but when he gets back, I said we'll have him on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't even get me started. We invited him on the podcast, but he said we weren't important enough and didn't.
Okay, what are you excited for? It's middle of the year. Year's halfway over. How are you feeling about 2024?
Oh my God.
Can you believe I've been in LA for like 7 months already?
That's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, can you believe I've been in LA for 7 months already?
This year is not real, I don't think.
Dude, this year does not feel... it's crazy. This has already been the best year of my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, not even a question.
Really? Hell yeah. Do I have some music for you? That's the only music I have. Your life being great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ask me once I have my monkey.
May I see your monkey? See, that just sounds inappropriate.
Well, that's because you think it's inappropriate. I think it's the future.
Has 2024 been the best year of your life?
Nope.
What's been the best year of your life, do you think, then?
The last one? The one right before this one. The movie that played right before this movie was the best movie.
The sequel was better.
Sequel did not live up to the hype of the first one, okay. I tell you what. I tell you what.
It's going to be so funny when people watch these episodes back later down the road.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It's so weird because it's like nothing. Yeah. In the future, you'll know.
Yeah.
Insane. It's not like, it's not negative, but it's just
different.
It's just been, It made me shave off my beard. So, take that information and do with it what you will. I have a mustache now because of my life.
You're just like a whole different guy now.
I'm literally the same guy. I just want a Honda Monkey. That's the difference.
What Apple product are you most excited for to release before the end of the year? Because there's a lot coming. We got Macs, we got Apple Watch, we got
iPhones. I was excited for Apple Watch 10 until I heard the news.
Where'd you hear the news?
On Genius Bar podcast.
Oh, I hate those
just
guys.
Now.
Fuck them.
They're a good show. You should give them a second chance. They used to be very yelly, and they become less yelly and more just like a couple buds talk about Apple stuff. And sometimes the Apple news is really exciting, and they're really excited about it. And then other times the Apple news is not exciting at all, and so they have to talk about other things like little tiny motorcycles.
It's almost like our self-worth is based off of the content we make instead of ourselves. That doesn't
seem helpful. Say that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, but true. It's very true.
You didn't answer my question. What are you most excited for?
I started to. I was most excited about Apple Watch 10, but now I can't be excited about that. So I will pick. There's nothing happening, is there? All the Macs are getting updated, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be excited for another Mac Studio.
So that's, M4?
Yeah, no, M4 Mac Studio, please.
Sorry. You didn't hear the news?
What?
Wait, I'm not even kidding you. Did you read Power On last week?
I don't read Power On any week. I just hear it from this show.
Actually, I don't know if you're ready to hear this, so we can just move on.
Are you serious? What? Just tell me. What?
Gurman said the Max Studio's canceled. They're not going to make a new one.
This is funny, right? It's a joke? You're joking?
I'm sorry, buddy. He did say there's going to be an iPad mini this year, but no more Mac Studio. Yeah.
Are you just making a joke?
I mean, if you think about it.
I don't know if I can believe you or not. I think I have to Google it.
Go ahead, Google it. No more Mac Studio. In 2024, it's coming next year.
God damn it! I hate you for that. Oh, well, then that's
your
easy.
Reaction wasn't
I pick
as good.
iPad mini this year.
I know. That was really I tried to set you up for that, and you were really struggling. I could tell you forgot about it for a little bit.
That was, first of all, you telling me that the Mac Studio was dead, like there's not going to be another one, was tragic.
I do have a question, though.
Go ahead.
If your iPad mini is so important, then grab it right now in arm's length.
It's upstairs on the counter. Do you want me to go get it?
No, it just seems like if it was something that important that you're so excited for, it would be right.
I wonder if it's like in Find My. Can you see that it's like fully charged and stuff? Well, it's probably not fully charged. But,
you probably shouldn't show anything on Find My, though.
You're right. You're right.
He can't help himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Hang on. I can do something about this. I feel like there's no way I don't fucking dox myself is what's happening here.
Yeah, I don't think you should. I think we should cut this.
Why?
Because I don't want you to dox yourself. That's why.
I scribble. Oh, it's not going to focus. That's really cool. See how the battery is not even charging but also full? That's because it was recently fully charged because I keep it charged all the time because it's my favorite product.
Okay.
You tried to call me out live on this show and you got fucking got.
I tried to call you out.
You got God.
I'm just going to say it's a little disrespectful you didn't ask me what I'm most excited for.
Okay, hang on. You know what? You're right. The guy that made fun of me for my mini bike deserves equal opportunity. Okay.
We're an equal opportunity lender here.
Also, listen, I don't want to interrupt us anymore about this, but I am going to say that it's less money than a new Mac Studio. You could have a whole motorcycle for less money.
That's true.
Okay, Sam. There are Apple products coming out. We're halfway through the year. There's going to be more coming out this year. What are you most excited for in all of Appledom?
I am most excited for the new AirPods Max 2.
You know what?
Because when I no longer have to use this Lightning port, it will be the last item that I own, aside from the Lightning Mac keyboard and Mac mouse.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
Why do they still why did the Mac accessories ever use Lightning?
I mean, it made sense at first.
No.
When everything was Lightning based, okay, because you had I had Lightning cables coming out of my ass, so it's fine. I always had a way to charge it. But now, like, they really cucked me. Specifically with my AirPods Max.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, sir. There's a food delivery from Uber Eats.
Yeah, you can send it up.
All right, sure.
Thank you. Sorry. That was just my assistant.
Who'd you get delivery from?
I'm big time now. I don't know. I think someone just ordered food to my house and I'm unsure.
My favorite headphones in the world.
Wait, that's crazy. As I said the word AirPods Max, my AirPods Max died. So I can't hear anything now.
And guess what? He has to charge them with Lightning.
Every time.
Can put both of them on. I'm sorry, guys. I feel like next week will be better. I'll be in a flow. This week I'm a little shooketh this week. So what we're going to do here is just call it what it is. Okay. I'm just going to give it to you straight. That's if you're curious what kind of show you're tuning into right now, There you go. Now you know.
Thanks so much.
Oh, he's... I swear to God, if this man eats on the podcast...
What is this? What has just occurred?
Oh, my God. It's taco... All of this, and it was for Taco Bell.
Hold on. We'll be right back. I have to reset up my life. I have just been informed that this was sent by Shea Concept Central.
Shea Concept. I like that guy.
Who is staying with me. And it says we have quite the package here. We've got a Big Cheez-It tostada.
Bro! The last episode, I ate a Big Cheez-It.
We've got a Big Cheez-It cracker only. We've got a large seasoned fry.
Okay.
And I'm just very in. We've got steak.
I want Taco Bell. What is a tostada? So much. It's a big flatbread thing.
It's crazy.
Just a big old cheese with a bunch of gunk on it. I ate it on the show, Taco Bell. Sam. You saw it.
I'm scared. Oh.
Also, are those not nacho fries? They're seasoned fries? What the hell?
I'm hungry as heck, though.
Here, I thought something fancy was getting delivered. It was Taco Bell.
What? Dude, look, it's just a giant cheese.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Whoa. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a legit Cheez-It.
Mmm.
Yep. The only unfortunate thing, I'm really glad you like the Big Cheez-It. The only unfortunate thing is when you left, I said, I bet he's going to eat on the podcast, and here you are. So I switched the watermark so everyone knows what they're in for.
Okay.
So oh, man, I would love a Big Cheez-It. I would do a lot of things for that right now.
I need a fork, and I don't have
one. No, you don't need a fork. You just eat it like a man. Pick it up. Pick it up with your gremlin hands and eat it. Put it in your face. Pick up a corner. Eat the other corner.
What?
You're gonna need to support it. You're gonna put your hand under it. You're gonna need to support it. All it's got the weight of 1,000 suns.
Oh, thank you. Ha ha.
No, you don't need a fork. Would eat it. Okay. Has something tragic happened to this show? Because the last episode.
Oh wait, it's spicy.
No, it's not. It's a Cheez-It, my guy.
Wait, what does it say? Oh, somebody put Chipotle sauce on here.
This is the
spiciest thing I've ever had in my life.
Thank you, Shay. Dude.
But it's so... Oh.
Sam, something tragic has happened to the show. The last episode ended with me eating a Big Cheez-It on the episode, and now you're eating a Big Cheez-It.
The Big Cheez-It.
I have a mustache. Though. Like, just. Someone come save me. My AirPods Max are dead because I don't have a lightning cable anywhere near me.
Oh. How do you
I have never
so
met
spicy?
Anyone as sensitive to anything spicy, even a little bit, other than you.
Dude, I feel like I'm on hot ones right now.
It is Chipotle sauce, my guy. It's just a step above ketchup.
This is like I'm eating the devil's toenails. Oh, the cheese, it's such a good idea, though. Wow. Whoever came up with this does deserve a big hug.
A big hug. I came up with it.
Dude, the regular cheese is fire.
Isn't it? I mean, you can't. I feel like you're just eating a Cheez-It.
Yeah, but it's just like Taco Bell.
It is Taco Bell. It is that, yeah.
This is the first time I've had Taco Bell, by the way, since like 2020.
Really? Why? Is everything too spicy? I stopped having it for a while, too, because everything tastes the same. It's all the same stuff thrown on top of something else. Except they threw it on top of a Big Cheez-It this time, and that makes it different.
The steak is actually kind of fire. I'm not even going to lie.
You got steak on it? You would like Taco Bell steak. You are a gremlin. You're not a real person. I'm not a Grammy. I can't believe I let you talk shit about me. And then I can't believe I let you publicly on a podcast make fun of me about liking a motorcycle, but you're going to sit there and say the steak from Taco Bell is fire.
Actually, it is really good.
It is. What are you talking about? It is just a little bit above dog food.
Right, really?
It's got to be.
You're right.
Like, there's no way around it. That thing was like $4.
That shit is crazy. Whoa.
I do recommend a Big Cheez-It. I wouldn't put steak on it, but I would recommend a Big Cheez-It with regular seasoned beef on it.
The Big Cheez-It with steak actually goes hard. Ooh, there's some parts of it that are just like regular mayo, I think. Mm-hmm. Not Chipotle. Mm. Oh, the Chipotle is the orange stuff. Why is everything spicy orange?
Because the Chipotle peppers, have you seen them?
I've never looked at them. Why is my head red? Wait, what?
Is it really that spicy to you that like you're changing colors?
Ooh, I need some water.
I have lost this episode. It has gotten away from me. I no longer have control of it.
How do y'all eat spicy stuff, bro?
Spicy stuff. I will always opt for spicy over not spicy.
What?
Just something again. You don't understand. You don't understand mini bikes. You don't understand iPad minis.
I need the Cheez-It cooldown.
Wait, Sam, am I just a mini kind of guy? I prefer the iPad mini. I want a motorcycle, but mini.
Wow.
I'm like a regular sized person, but mini.
I will say, Cheez-It hits. Oh my gosh, I have my servant. Thank you. No, I won't. I'll be docking your pay per normal.
So are you going to, when I first found out about the Big Cheez-It, I had it like 3 more times that week. Is this going to be a thing for your week now?
No.
Because anytime I got hungry, I just thought about the Big Cheez-It. And it was like, wow, I'd be way happier if I had a Big Cheez-It. Like, I feel like now that you're done with your Subway phase, we can do Big Cheez-It.
No, I'm not done with my Subway phase.
You're not?
I'd never be done.
Oh, well, I'm proud of you for not getting Subway and getting a Big Cheez-It instead. My mouth is watering and this sucks.
You know what's better than this, though? Culver's.
Actually, no.
The goat of food?
No. No,
literally
no.
The best food humans have ever created.
No, stop it, stop it. No. Nope.
Yep, it's game changing.
I would rather have any other food that is not Culver's. Any other food.
You're a big hater. Is there a Culver's by you currently in your undisclosed location?
No.
I think there's legally required to be one.
It's required.
Yeah, I put that in our contract.
I'm just running away from all Culver's is all. I think that you should not speak of Culver's ever again. Okay, if you had to choose. If you had to choose to give up Culver's, but in exchange, you get a lifetime supply of Big Cheez-Its, would you do it?
Not in a
what? Big Cheez-It is way better than anything at Culver's.
That is
just that single item.
It's a Cheez-It, bro.
Like a big one?
It's like it's good, but it's not game-changing.
Oh, it's game-changing. Cheez-Its will never be the same when they come in big.
Are you going to get this for
dinner now? I'm thinking about it.
We should have got it at the same time.
You didn't even tell me. I thought you were getting something fancy.
I didn't know this was happening. I just got a thing that somebody just knocked on my door and handed me a Big Cheez-It.
You don't even know how it got there?
Yeah. And I will say, the DoorDash Uber Eats people are starting to get a little bit of an attitude lately.
Go on.
All right. There's just a little bit of an attitude when it's dropped off. There's always a little bit of hostility, like when they're like, they need the photo or the code, and they're just like, they just look at you like, what am I supposed to fucking do?
Did you not tip them enough?
I don't know what's going on right now. I'm just saying that last night I had a bit of an attitude. Today I had a bit of an attitude.
Is it because you keep ordering the same fucking thing?
No. Last night was somebody else ordered it, and I opened the door. I let this man in the roof. And then I was like trying to help him. He's like, I don't know what you're saying, man. And I'm like, I let you in. Like, why are you mad at me? I'm not the op.
Yeah, I think your tip is not big enough. Size matters in DoorDash.
Which
land.
Tip, John? What are you talking about, John?
What? You can't just end the show. What a terrible episode. What a terrible, terrible episode. They waited 2 weeks for this, and this is what we delivered. I would be shocked if they made it this far. Shocked!
We'll see you next week on the Idiot Bar.
We might see you in the middle of the week. We don't know. Okay, Ted, I can't hear anything you're saying. Literally not a word.
Fries have a potato? Isn't that what fries have?
Did you ask if fries have potato in them?
Hey, if they do, aren't they healthy?
Are you... okay, I need to back up. Did you ask... uh-huh. If fries have potatoes in them.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Like, that's a rumor, right?
Okay, so you're just fucking with me. Because, yes,
well, I mean, I don't,
the fry is actually only potato. And some oil.
It doesn't need to be heated up. Those have sat in the bag for way too long. Okay, we'll see you next week.
I want Taco Bell so bad. See? It'd be so easy to hop on a little tiny bike to Taco Bell.
You could be the Uber Eats guy for yourself.
I could Uber Eats to me, to myself. Okay, right, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
I'm very sorry about this episode. Well, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, apologies. Well, okay. It takes us always 1 week after a break to get back.
Yeah, we got to recover. We'll see you next week and it'll be better. Maybe. I don't know. Bye.
Probably not.
Probably not.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's... fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.